Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the local review body. Apologies, once you look and remind oneself it's a 1 o'clock start, not a 2 o'clock start. As agreed by all us all, including me. So, can we have apologies for absence, please?
Apologies, Chair, from Councillor Curran and Councillor Milligan.
Okay, and the order of business?
Is as printed in the agenda.
Declarations of interest. Can I remind people that you can declare interest on the item if you don't declare it at the outset. Okay, that then takes us on to the minutes of the last meeting, which was held on the 5th of March for approval on pages 3 to 8. Is that agreed? Thank you. Public reports, decision notices. 5.1 was 28 to 30 Buccleuch Street. 5.2 is 36 Cowden Crescent. And 5.3 land at Sainsbury's, Lone Head. And 5.4 is land at 39 Debray, Auchendrey. These are just circulated as a result of decisions that we took as an LRB. And 5.5 is a report of which was a site visit today at 70 Lothian Street, Bonnerig. Peter.
Thank you, Chair. This report is regarding reviews submitted for an application for a change of use of retail unit to a hot food takeaway and the erection of a flue at 70 Lothian Street, Bonnerig. A plan and application for the proposed development was refused on the 20th of December 2018. A copy of the decision notice and the officer's report is contained in today's papers, along with the applicant's review statement. The local review body carried out a site visit earlier today. The review is to proceed by way of written submissions. And following the decision of the local review body, a decision notice will be issued through the chair and made available on the electronic case file.
Right, thank you very much indeed. Anybody want to start off the discussion? Councillor Leigh Douglas.
Thank you. I just wanted to highlight, obviously, Bonnerig is not a huge town and quite a concentrated area. And that, I think, is already over-provided with hot food takeaways. But my main concern, and this is a regular complaint we get from residents, because this is a residential area, is of car parking and that actual the main road. This is a main bus route. I think there's been a couple of public meetings regarding the traffic and car parking up that road. I regularly at the community council hear complaints. The Bonnerig Residents Forum has constantly got comments on it regarding the parking. People are parking up on the pavements who are using Gigi's restaurant, which is next door. And this obviously affects wheelchair and pushchair users. So I'm actually quite surprised. I just want to mention I'm surprised that these sort of issues haven't been raised by transport as an objection based on all the sort of comments that we've had back from the residents.
Thanks. Councillor Alexander.
Yes, I would just like to agree with everything that Councillor Leigh Douglas had said, and that parking, etc., is a problem, especially on that road, and it's quite dangerous, and also the aspects of littering, etc. So, yeah, I agree with.
Can I say I don't disagree with anything that's been said? In fact, my understanding is there's been about three public meetings thus far because people are up to there with regard to parking. However, on the agenda per se or on the reasons for refusal doesn't actually mention car parking. And I would like to think that we uphold our policy, which is actually just fresh and off the printing press, and that is with regard to location of a hot food takeaway and the primary school nearby. I think it's an appropriate use of the supplementary planning guidelines that have been put in there, and I think it's appropriate that we should uphold that. And members will remember that we were up there already earlier on in another LRB visit, where in actual fact they wanted to take over the landscaped area, I think with regard to Gigi's, and put some parking in there, which got the residents up in arms again over that. And it is, we saw this morning, for example, the what could happen there. And my understanding is that there's a Chinese restaurant within what I would call the town centre of Bonnyrigg has now just announced that it's closing or closed. So again, there's no need to bring it out of the town centre. We're trying to create a viability within our town centre. So I think we should uphold the decision of the planning officer. Councillor Cassidy.
Thank you, Chair. Could I just clarify the restriction from the school, the 350 metres, is it metres or yards?
400,
sorry. Is that for primary schools and high schools?
Yes, is the simple answer to that. Yeah, it's just worth bearing in mind, Chair, the original supplementary guidance, which included this sort of stipulation in it, was originally went to Planning Committee in June 2018, which committee agreed the guidance subject to enable it to go out to consultation. So there was a public consultation which ran in August to October 2018. As part of that consultation, interestingly enough, the document originally went out referring to just secondary schools, but on the back of that consultation and concerns raised, we included primary schools in it. So when then it came back to committee in November 2018, it included primary and secondary schools. So that's what's happened with that, Chair. It's then been off to the Scottish ministers, endorsed by the Scottish ministers, and came back to committee again for update just in April there. So it is very recent new policy. And just to remind members of the status of supplementary guidance, it's effectively becomes formal policy and attached to the development plan. So it has that weight to it. This isn't just guidance. This is actual policy. So just to
your head.
Yeah, I mean, it seems to me on that basis that I would be looking to reject the appeal as well. You know, if we bring forward this kind of guidance and we agree the policy, I think it's important, unless there's significant, you know, issues that argue against it in any particular circumstance, then it's important that we uphold the policies that we create in the first place. Obviously, on the back of the consultation exercises that we've gone through. And particularly when, as you say, during the consultation, the issue of primary schools has came up and it's been added in and we've accepted that, then, you know, I think it's just right that we, you know, make that kind of judgment here today. So, thanks.
Does anybody feel any different? Councillor Smale first.
Yes, I think I'm going to abstain on this because there is an issue about the activity levels in our urban centres and the townships. And here you have a unit where the vendor is saying it's been on the market for a very long time. The vendor, the co-op, wants it to be sold. I sympathise with the parking issue. If there was some way we could facilitate bays in front of this, it might be less difficult to see how the road issues could be solved. But we are basically driving people into going to McDonald's, which of course we gave planning permission for. It seems perhaps slightly unfair that it is so difficult to open up in a town centre because of these considerations. Accept the policy on the schools, but the school is quite some way away, albeit it's within the rather arbitrary 400 metres. I do query whether or not there is any alternative license we could give here, for example, for the unit purely to operate for delivery, which is one of the business streams that they're interested in. Or is it axiomatic that if you are a food delivery business, you also have to be a carry-out as well?
Chair, what's been applied for is what's before you, which is a hot food takeaway, which with that is a business based on people coming to the store, either on foot or by car or other means, to purchase food. Maybe they order ahead and pick up and collect. I think the business model would also include that delivery component to it, so you could have deliveries. My experience is that's the general model you get with a hot food takeaway in today's world. Trying to run a business on a more limited model is most probably difficult. It's It's probably not a consideration for this review body today, but I imagine that may not actually be viable for the applicants because you're effectively limiting their business opportunity by doing that, Chair.
At any rate, they'd have to make a separate application if that was the case.
Councillor Cassidy. Okay, so how do we feel about this one? A split.
I would like to move against.
Okay. Thank you, Councillor Leigh Douglas. Somebody want to move that amendment?
Second that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody want to move an amendment? No. Okay, right. The appeal is dismissed. Thank you very much for your attendance.